Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hi guys, I'm Daniel Thomas. Welcome to Superchargers. Here are three curated challenges from guests on previous episodes. First up, we have family mediator Rosemary Gattuso.
To think about, you know, scenarios, and particularly if there's been a stressful scenario, and it could be something like, you know, someone, you know, you're meeting someone and they're late, or you've lost your keys, or it doesn't have to be, you know, a major conflict. But maybe just think about that scenario and think about, well, what were my thoughts, feelings, and actions in that time? Would they come under what's wrong or what's strong? And then think about, well, if they're predominantly under what's wrong, how could I rewrite it? What would I be doing? What would I be feeling? What would I be thinking if that situation was rewritten under the what's strong lens?
Next up, we have story work coach Dave Robinson.
Very close second is this exercise around identity. Identity. Okay, how do you define yourself? We were not the same person as when we were 7 years old. We're 17. Or for me, 27, right? We might not be the same person 7 minutes ago. You know, who knows? Like, we can change these things in an instant. And I believe that we're the only ones that can define ourselves. We're the only ones that can sing our own praises. Other than God, we're the only ones that can truly judge ourselves. And we're the only ones who can tell us who or what we can or can't be. And so identity is critical, right? You identify as a musician, most likely, or as an artist, or something along those lines, right? And, you know, I don't identify as a musician. You know, I put down the bass guitar when I was like 15 or 16, you know, and it hasn't been a huge part of my life since then. And so, like, that's not a part of my identity. I do identify as an athlete, right? As a soccer player, as a coach, you know, as a brother, et cetera, right? But again, that's on me. Right, I make that for me. You make it for you. Listener, you make it for yourself. And so this exercise is a three-part exercise. Grab a sheet of paper or pull up a Google Doc or a Word document. Write identity at the top. And then you're going to make three sections. The first section is, who have I been? So we're looking in the past. Who have I been? The next section is, who am I now? Who am I now? The third section is, who am I becoming? And I came up with this exercise, I would say, call it a year ago or so. And I was working with a friend of mine who is the only person I know to share my birthday. It's my birthday twin. Yeah. And which is coming up in a couple weeks. I don't know when this is actually going to be recorded or launched or whatever, you know, published. But my birthday is February 16th. And so this girl went to my high school. She was a couple years younger than me. We had a bunch of classes together. She remained a good friend over time. You know, we lived in the same city. I trained her for personal training back in the day, you know, and so we stayed in touch, right? And she reached out around the holidays about a year ago because she had just lost her brother to a homicide, which was very tough on her. Yeah, obviously, right? And I knew that back in high school, she had lost her father around that time as well. And so she had been through some things in life, you know, and yet was still very cheery, you know, very loving, very, very strong, et cetera. And we did this exercise, and I'll tell y'all what most often happens is the past is largely negative. You know, I've been this, I've been that, I've been a drunk, I've been a cheater, I've been, you know, yada, yada, yada. Like whatever happened in the past that you're moving away from. The present has some elements of, we'll call it negativity, but it's also largely positive. I would say like a 70-30 blend of, you know, 70 being the positive, 30 being the negative. And the future, the who am I becoming, is almost always 100% positive, right? And and we're all always changing. I think if you're listening to this show, you're on a path of self-improvement in some capacity. I think a lot of us are on that path, right? And we're aiming to get better, and we will get better. But here's the kicker. So when she wrote this out, had her past, okay, fine. She had her present, okay, fine. And in the who am I becoming, she says, I'm becoming someone who's strong. I'm becoming a woman who's worthy of love. I'm becoming beautiful, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I sat here and I looked at that and I was like, girl, I've known you for 20 years. Here, read this again. And I just deleted the word becoming in the entire document.
Always been.
You know, I am strong. Mm-hmm. Facts. I am worthy of love. We all are. Facts. I am beautiful. Facts, right? So, dude, you should have seen her face. It was instant tears pouring down her face, huge smile, because she had never been allowed, or she had never given herself permission to see herself in that light. She had probably never said, I'm strong. She probably, you know, never said, I'm worthy of love, and in fact, thought the opposite. You know, and to be able to see that we are way closer to where we want to go and who we want to be than we think. And there's very often a very clear, distinct line between who you've been and who you are now. And that's the little surprise at the end of that exercise, you know, where it's the realization of, oh, this is actually who I am. Like, and I am powerful. Mm-hmm. And I do got this, you know, and I am making this happen, you know, and it's boom, those are big old T-bones and ribeyes to your light wolf, you know, right out the gate for folks. So, and that's present day. You know, I think story work was developed for dealing with things in the past, those hurtful, traumatic, even haunting experiences that, you know, we face from our past. But what I've been able to develop is this manner of using it for the present, with identity, with self-talk, with imposter syndrome, things like that, as well as like the most fun stuff is to look at the future. You're like, oh, great. Let's architect what we really want now using strong language and very, very clear future casting exercises and techniques. And so now we know exactly, you know, not only what mountain are we heading up, but which path to take up the mountain. And you know, with all the info of what it's going to look like at the top. Like, that's powerful, as opposed to just climbing to climb, you know?
And finally, we have microdosing expert Peggy Van Der Plasch.
The first, when it comes to psychedelics microdosing, I would recommend people do some research. Inform yourself. You know, like, you don't have to believe what I say. Absolutely don't believe what anyone say. Mosaic theory. You can use so many tools right now. So that would be my recommendation. If you want to allocate an hour to that, do your research so you'll be more informed, because the problem is when you're not informed, you're susceptible to believe what people say. And that's my second challenge, which is increasing your critical thinking. And I would, you know, challenge you for a day, a week, or long you want, to question everything that is coming to you with, is it really true? Is it true? Is it true? Because you would realize that a lot of the things we take for granted are not actually necessarily true. You know, like, there are many things we believed 5 years ago and 10 years ago and 15 years ago, and, you know, science change, culture change, you change. So question yourself. So that would be my two challenges.
There you go, guys. Hope those were helpful this week, and all the best with whatever challenges you're facing, no matter how big or small they are. If you'd like to reach out, you can hit me up on my website at danthomas.net. Catch you on the next episode.